They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The economy created 216,000 jobs last month.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Happy Friday. The nation's unemployment rate fell again in March to 8.8%. Today's report from the Labor Department could indicate a jobs recovery is taking hold. While there were some big gains in the private sector employment, government jobs took a hit, losing a net 14,000 last month. But the report bodes well for most areas of the country, including across the western U.S. Stephen Levy is director of the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How does employment in the West play into these numbers?
In Silicon Valley, pretty robust tech hiring. Actually, Silicon Valley led the state in job growth in the past year, and that's continuing. Throughout the broader West, agriculture and mining are just very robust sectors because of the huge commodity demand. It's very good throughout the West.
Western states, and correct me if I'm wrong, they relied heavily on construction, right, in the boom times to keep those unemployment numbers down, right? I mean, is the fact that there's not a whole lot of construction going on now, is that hurting?
The unemployment rate in California is worse than in the nation, almost exclusively because of the huge construction decline. In a sense, it makes the job gains reported recently even more remarkable because we're doing it with no bounce in construction.
You know, we're still seeing government layoffs in these numbers, and we hear a lot about the budget showdowns, like especially what's going on here in California. Are these storylines, do you think, connected?
Right. The huge recession produced a great drop in revenues. The large drop in construction devastated cities and counties that were counting on that sales tax and property tax money. We have then layoffs in the government sector. It's a drag on the economy like construction is. Again, you could put a good news focus on it and saying it's amazing that we're doing that well, given that these two big sectors will continue to be struggling for at least another year.
Stephen Levy, director of the Center for Continuing Study of the California Economy. Stephen, thank you.
Good deal.
Let's do the numbers. Ah, the markets like the news from the unemployment report today. The S&P up about 0.75%. Same for the NASDAQ. The Dow up 91 points at 12,410. Construction spending fell in February, more than expected. We also learned today the nation's manufacturing sector grew, but at a much slower pace last month. The NASDAQ and the Intercontinental Exchange say together they're offering more than $11 billion for the parent company of the New York Stock Exchange, or the NYSE. Another offer from a big German exchange is considerably less. Well, for months now, we've been talking about the unrest that's spread across the Middle East and North Africa. Citizens there have risen up to demand freedoms other people around the world enjoy. But those kinds of freedoms include a lot of things people there haven't seen before or have only heard about. So today, women in the Middle East are getting their first look at their own version of the magazine Cosmopolitan. The BBC's Katie Watson reports from Dubai.
Women have played a major role in many of the protests across the Arab world. In Egypt and Tunisia, for example, they've been demanding greater political and cultural freedoms. But does that mean women in the region are ready for a magazine like Cosmo that writes freely about men, relationships, and even sex? Kerry Simon is the editor of Cosmopolitan here in Dubai. She says they are.
women today in the Middle East are just so much more sure of who they are and their rights within their own homes. You know, their rights to enjoy a relationship, their rights within a relationship, and just are more confident in who they are.
The magazine will be sold across the region. Now, countries like Lebanon are very liberal, but Cosmo will also be sold on newsstands in Saudi Arabia, a country where men and women can't even mix together in public. The first issue of the magazine will feature an article on 10 ways to get him to notice you, a watered-down alternative to what you may find in European and US editions, perhaps, but nonetheless likely to appeal to girls across the region. In Dubai, I'm the BBC's Katie Watson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com. And by Thomson Reuters, committed to empowering professionals of the world with the knowledge needed to do what they do best. The Knowledge Effect.
France is the latest country to move beyond the gross domestic product, or GDP, to measure economic success. No, the French aren't making the switch to what other countries are doing, measuring well-being and happiness. Instead, France's Office of Economic Analysis announced plans to systematically measure ennui. Marketplace's David Brancaccio reports.
In addition to new measures of well-being in his country, French President Nicolas Sarkozy said today there must be balance, calling for new, regular government surveys of public levels of ennui, or boredom. Sarkozy said the intention is to, quote, keep France French by ensuring that Anglo-American-style happiness does not get out of hand. Emily Zola is leading the project for the Government Statistics Office.
Ennui correlates with a lack of social engagement. A bored worker is not a productive worker. That said, ennui can drive the creative process and therefore drive innovation.
Researchers have an innovative way to assess ennui in real time by electronically monitoring a random sample of French workers who spend computer time playing what is known as solitaire, a kind of solo card game popular in France. Amid privacy concerns, Google rejected a proposal to monitor French internet searches of the term nihilism. Joanna Keynes at the Bureau of Labor Statistics in Washington says researchers in the U.S. are watching the French project closely.
This is a really key development in the emerging field of idleness studies. Official statistics are very good at tracking economic activity, but economic inactivity is equally important.
A challenge for statisticians, experts say, is finding a way to distinguish between a run-of-the-mill sense of tedium and the more general world weariness so prevalent in France. I'm David Brancaccio for Marketplace.
And by the way, a message from David. Happy first day of April. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The healthcare industry is loaded with new jobs, so you better have a really good resume.
Anytime you have more people entering a field, then they just simply up their standards of what they want.
I'm Kai Rizdal. Experience is a must. We'll have the day's business news as well next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.